St. Mark's students verbalized their amazement. They explored 360-degree images, points of interest from around the globe. Google has created a unique device that allows students to explore right inside their Buffalo classroom. It's designed much like a 21st century viewfinder.
This is a cardboard container. It holds a phone, a smartphone, and it could be any brand of phone in any operating system.
Brian Brennan is technology coordinator at the school. He was trying to find ways to take students out of the classroom. That's when he caught Google's attention for this pilot program.
They were just rolling it out to the eastern United States. So I was trying to put our school in, and luckily we were selected as one of the, I think we're the only school in Buffalo that was selected for this rollout.
Teachers can take their students on a field trip to enhance their learning through 3D images, videos, and sounds. Teachers control the Google devices through a tablet. Students can visit coral reefs under the sea, or visit ancient ruins and Civil War battlefields.
And the teacher controls the content which the students see. And the teacher's tablet has content, it has information, and it has the ability to scroll through different views. And then the students can look around in a 360-degree view and follow along with the lesson.
A lot of students are visual learners to begin with, but anytime you can add the visual aspect, even if a student's not a visual learner, I mean, you can't beat actually going right on site and seeing something, and this allows them to do that.
Elizabeth Zacharine is assistant principal at the school. How will this enhance their learning?
Well, instead of being able to take a student somewhere, which, you know, in this time of education with all the mandates, everything we need to do, unfortunately, you can't take as many kids off-site to do any learning experiences. And this allows you in the classroom to really enhance the learning you do.
There are six different faiths that worship at this sacred place. Roman Catholics, Greek Orthodox, Armenian Orthodox.
When seventh graders arrived for their religion lesson, their teacher sent them on a virtual journey that took them back to a place where Jesus was crucified.
So that's the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is built on what they believe was both the site of the crucifixion and the site of Jesus' burial.
Students were inspired by all the images.
It seems so real.
Seventh grader Samran Ogden thought it was helpful to her religion lesson.
It's really, like, cool how they made it and how you can, like, see in Jerusalem and, like, where Jesus was.
Do you think this will help everybody learning?
Yes, because, like, you can learn more about where Jesus lived and, like what Jerusalem looks like now.
Right now, Google has supplied students with more than 100 expeditions to explore, with more in the works. Inside a St. Mark classroom, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Oh, whoa, the sky! Look at this. This is strange. Molly, look at the sky.
May I have your attention for just a minute? Just relax for a minute. We've been studying the places where Jesus lives, and we're going to be...